Teen Tech Talk for Monday. Oh, wait, March 27th. I'm Jeff Dalawi.
It's Sunday.
Yes, but Jorgen, see, Nassen's Jorgen.
I'm on Monday. Yeah, I'm Monday.
Jorgen's on Monday right now.
What?
Jorgen's from Norway.
Oh.
He's up in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, it's 4, it's like 4 in the morning right there right now. It's, you know, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's the 27th there. So today's the 27th, and this is episode 27th, and we're here. I'm Jeff Dalawi, joined here by Robert Scullin, who's back after a long recess.
Long break.
Yes.
And that's Dale Taylor's here, Corey Holt, and Jorgen Vesel. I can't say the name, but sorry. No one gets to say Dalawi either, so.
Jeff and Jorgen, yes.
Yes. And so let's get started with some news stories or whatever. I don't know. I lost for words this week. Well, we'll talk about the big news. Jorgen, why don't you talk about the big news about the podcast?
Podcast? Oh, yeah, the big news. I guess we probably shouldn't talk too much about it, but I talked to Robert Scoble on Friday and Robert or Bob Cringely on Monday, and they both agreed on doing a podcast. Or being on Team Tech Talk with us.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Scoble naturally didn't have... He told me he could probably do it around mid-April, and Cringely didn't say a time, but I'm going to mail him and hear if we can set it up anytime soon.
Yeah, that's definitely really cool. We have to thank Jorgen for that. And we got to redesign the website, so anyone who wants to redesign the website, anyone who's on this conference right now, or anyone out there...
Not me.
Send in a new design. Send it in.
I just finished my design. Yeah. I'm sick of WordPress.
Me up with a copy of, what is it that you use?
Expression Engine?
Yeah, if you can hook me up with a copy of that, I can try and mess around with it. I've been working with WordPress.
Well, you can make the same... You can make the same... It's easy. Just make it as regular HTML design, then all I have to do is add a few lines of code, and then it works.
All right. Well, then
no,
I
you must do a PHP MySQL thing.
No.
Yeah, I just like that stuff for easiness. But
this is all done easily on the web. It's easy, simple.
Yeah.
Because I've been messing around with WordPress, creating a custom theme. I've been messing around with a few things that I actually just released. Series, if you will, of K2 schemes. They're all the same theme, except for there's three different versions, three different colors. There's one blue, green, and orange. And currently I'm using that on my website. There's a couple of errors with it I need to work just getting it validated, but as of now, it works in Firefox. If you want to check it out, it's at my blog, beholt.net.
Corey, you got your new mic, man.
Yeah.
The phone's kind of painful.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get the mic that Jorgen got.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. He sent me the link to it. I'm probably going to get that.
Yeah, just don't mess up your USB ports.
It's really funny there, yeah. That's a problem today. You have too many devices and too few USB ports.
That's what you get hubs.
Yes.
I have like four hubs and, you know, eventually the whole thing will blow up.
Unbelievable. So, Robert, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I've been on spring break, so that has been quite nice.
Yeah, I bet.
And I went down to South Carolina, where I wardrobe the entire way and logged about 5,000 APs.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Wow, I didn't even get that
much. So, yeah, it was fun, and unsurprisingly, the majority are unsecured with the default name.
That's not surprising, but yeah.
I know, that's what I said, unsurprisingly. But
I've actually heard stories that some people do that purposely, so then because it's kind of like a free software kind of movement thing. They want to have free internet. It's like share their internet with the world. But, of course, most people, it's just because they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
default.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as you change your router password and username. I mean, you can leave it open and unencrypted if you want somebody to use it, but...
Actually, most ISPs don't allow it, or they have it in their EULA that you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah, well...
I want Jorgen's, steal Jorgen's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
Yeah, I have 5 APs for my house right here, and most have fiber. We're spoiled Norwegians.
There you are.
Yes.
And again, we get back on. Yeah, we have to pay like how much do we have to pay for gas, Jeff?
$2.55 down here.
It's $2.29 up here, but Jorgen, I equate to $6. $6 per gallon, roughly. In Norway.
And $3,000 to get a license.
Ooh.
Yeah, we were talking before. So.
Yeah, I just started doing that.
I think I'd much rather pay the $2.29, which is high now, for gas than pay $6 for a gallon, roughly.
Yeah, I agree.
Sick.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's $2.55 down here, the last I checked. That stopped for gas a couple days ago. But yeah.
But I'm assuming that in Norway they have a relatively decent public transportation system.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Down here, you get on this public transportation and you get shot. So, not all people be mad at you.
We have it here, but no one uses it.
We have public transportation, really? No, oh, the link.
The link. Yeah. Well, then there's a train into the city.
Yeah. But that's hardly public transportation, since we have to drive pretty far to use it.
No, we can drive to Annandale and use it.
Yeah, but that never works. That only goes on weekdays.
Whatever. All right, but back to tech.
Okay, back to the tech.
Yeah, we should probably do some tech news.
Yeah, probably. All right. On Friday, I'll talk about what I did. I went to the NJIT, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, which is in Newark, New Jersey. Which is the place I think it gets attacked in the last War of the Worlds. But, I don't know why I said that. But, there was a programming competition, and it was sponsored by NJIT and Google. And, we had teams of 3, and there were 41 schools from around the state, there. And you could either program in Java or C++, and they gave you 8 problems to solve, and one, varying from, like, one was a encryption scheme for a fax machine, and another one was, like, polynomials and anagrams and stuff like that, and you had to solve them within, like, 2.5 hours, and whatever team got the most correct, and in the shortest time, they won $500 from themselves, and then if they wanted to go to NJIT, they get, like, $5,000 scholarship. But it was
the
best.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it's pretty nice. But no one will go to NJIT because it's in Newark, New Jersey, and it sucks. But other than that, the thing that made my day was going there. Either was free food, and we also got a Google T-shirt, which I was very happy about. A Google bag, a Google notepad, a Google pen, a Google pin. And,
oh my god!
And so I got some Google stuff. I'm happy with the Google shirt. I said even before, I didn't even know we're getting this. This stuff, but I'm like, if I get a Google shirt, I'll be happy. And
I got a whole bunch of Microsoft shirts here.
Yeah,
quiet.
Do
oh my god!
Do you leave them next to the toilet so you can wipe your ass with them?
Oh, that's colorful, man. I'm wearing them right now. I'm in the end.
Ooh,
that's the big thing in events here. We get pens and shit. But did you attend? Programming? No?
Yeah, I attend. How else would I get the crap?
Yeah, did you attend the competition?
Yeah, I attended it. Well, I wasn't talking about it. I was at it, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't program.
Oh, I programmed.
Okay.
I wrote about a line, and then the team did the rest, but we got like, I don't know, we didn't place, but I hadn't programmed since June, and in Java at least, and the other kids hadn't programmed in a while either with Java. If it was Objective-C, you know, Coca, I would have taken the show.
Why didn't you just use C instead of Java, since that was one of the options?
It was C++. And I don't know C++. And you really had to use Visual C++.
C++ is almost exactly the same thing. It's kind of scary, actually. Because I sat in on a class at Lehigh, and it was an engineering course, but their first engineering course is actually a computer science course. And they were running some code to find, some statistics values. And I was surprised there were only two lines of code that you would have to change to make the whole thing work in Java.
Yeah, it's very close to Java. But, what else? Other topics are there? News stories.
Big news. Vista.
Oh, God.
The
good thing is that my widget is back on track now. It's now up to date. A few weeks ago when they announced November, I didn't change it, so it was off. It was 2 months late, and so now I have it set up so it's now it's back to January. So yeah, I'm not surprised. Anyone surprised that it's being moved back to January, not November?
Nope. Well, it makes sense that they are doing it for, they're giving the business release in November.
Well, I don't understand it, but it's for quality issues, so why would you give
that's
a shoddy thing to... Your businesses use this, you know. This is what you use to make money. It doesn't work. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, at least then you have a lot more time for setup and things like that, because in businesses you'd probably run into larger problems, and then it's like, okay, Microsoft kind of helps them through the transition or whatever.
And when you're using a Microsoft product, it's going to be a lot of problems, so...
Yes, a lot of problems.
All right.
I'm not gonna
and
say
that
anything.
Thing about the... go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. The thing about rewriting the code, if anyone saw that, there was a rumor that they were going to have to rewrite 60% of their code, but apparently that's not true.
That's complete BS.
That's ridiculous, because that was just a beta release and...
Yeah, imagine rewriting 60% of an operating system you've been using 6 years to write.
That would be a monumental task.
Yeah, I think Robert Scoble quoted it as
it would take
a decade or something to do.
Yeah, Scoble talked a lot about it.
I have a question. What does Scoble do anyway?
He's a technical evangelist.
Oh, okay. So he's kind of like Guy Kawasaki?
Get your Microsoft Dictionary out for that one. I don't know. I guess lately he's been doing more PR work.
Okay. I just wanted to...
I doubt it's the right code. Writes code.
Yeah, I was just trying to clear things up. I just wanted to... Yeah, get my facts straight.
Speaking of operating systems, has anyone seen the rumor that Leopard is supposed to support native virtualization for Microsoft apps?
Yeah, Jorgen was telling me about this.
Yeah, I just saw it. I think it was on Mac Rumors or something. But that would be great, because then, everyone would definitely choose Microsoft, because, it's stable, it's secure. at that point, you really have no reason not to switch.
Yeah, it's clear, it's confident, it's connected.
Well, I'll say what I said to Jorgen a little while ago. I said I am not totally crazy about it. Because I was saying there's a lot of crappy free apps on Windows XP, or just Windows in general. There's gonna be a lot more. That means a lot more crappy apps just gonna run on OS X.
Yeah, but still, I'm excited about it.
Ugh, I don't know about that.
Ugh. Perhaps you can expand your user base a little. You're 4%.
Hey, we like the niche.
Yeah.
We just lost Dale.
Oh, darn. Oh, well.
All right,
There it is.
Yeah, bring him back.
About Apple.
What? Go on.
Continuing about Apple, is it less than 10 days that Apple's making another keynote on April 1st, I think? Is it the memory?
Yep.
There's no invitation or anything.
Yeah, nothing's been confirmed yet.
Oh, my mistake then. I thought it was confirmed for April 1st. But I guess I was wrong.
April Fool's on you.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, whether there's going to be a keynote or not, how can anybody deny the rumors of a new iPod? There's been all the difference about an iPod phone that's been supposedly confirmed. I haven't really checked up on it lately, but supposedly confirmed. And the new iPod with the full screen, there's been actually updates about that that maybe that could possibly be there. And there's just been a lot of talk about Apple, as there always is. And just wanted to see if anybody had any opinions on that. Because I was looking at the pictures of, the iPod, the landscape, what I call the landscape iPod, which is basically the video iPod with the entire thing as a screen. And that would definitely not be something I would buy. That's the reason I sold my PSP, is because I didn't like the bulkiness of it. The iPod, you can hold it one-handedly, it's nice, it's just very simple. With the full-screen iPod, you're going to have you're going to have to touch the screen, it's going to be just completely, it's just going to destroy the iPod. The iPod isn't durable enough as it is, and then having it to where you have to use a touch screen, and the screen is just going to be, that's just that much more to be scratched up. It's just, I don't know, it's not appealing to me.
Maybe this will teach people that they need to take care of their iPods, not throw them in their bags where they can get smashed and things like that.
Even if you take care of it, it's still going to get damaged. Apple needs to do something that not everybody keeps it in a lockbox. I mean, it's going to get used.
I've had mine since Christmas. It doesn't have a scratch on it.
Well, that's why you...
I don't get it. It's plastic. It scratches. There's nothing.
Everything's gonna scratch. But even if you can do a full, my sense are, if you can do a full, everyone complains about scratching the iPod or smudges on it. You're gonna get so many smudges. You're not gonna be able to watch the video on the thing. But it's consumer electronic. If it's, whether it be a Walkman, a camera, something, you're gonna throw it in your bag and forget about it. And it's gonna end up scratching. And it's gotta be used. Just get up a good case for it, and it'll be good. But I wouldn't want to use the touchscreen iPod.
I definitely agree on that. That's one of the things I don't like about a lot of camcorders. All the Sony camcorders have the touchscreens on the LCD.
Yeah, my Sony camcorder has, but surprisingly enough, it doesn't really get smudges as much as you would think. They have, I guess, some kind of coating on it, and the smudges don't. And I actually really prefer the touchscreen on my camera.
Say you're at a baseball game or something. You reach down, you like pick up a baseball or something, and then your hand gets all dirty. Do you really want to touch your screen?
I'd get off the field if I'm at a baseball game. I wouldn't be filming. I'm playing a game.
No. I don't mean like a professional baseball game. I mean like a t-ball game.
All right. But I just wipe my hand off. But.
Well, yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I mean,
when I had the first iPod I had, I noticed if I just put it in my pocket, in my jeans, and I pulled it out, it would have scratches on it just from the cloth in my jeans. That's ridiculous. It's not like I was throwing it in a book bag and letting it bang around or throwing it all over the ground. I had it in my pocket, and it just got all these scratches over it. It was ridiculous, and I think, you can't deny that the iPod is not as durable as it needs to be, that they really need to do something about it if they're going to incorporate something like a touchscreen or a full-screen iPod.
Why have you put a Zen Micro or anything like that in your pocket?
What?
Have you put like a Zen Micro or anything else like that in your pocket? I haven't done it. I don't know if it scratches or not.
I'm sure that would scratch too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope. I had my iPod in my pocket. I pull it out. It's got a scratch.
I'm saying, but have you done it with the Zen Vision or anything like that, or Micro, or... Pocket PC or something like that.
And for me, it's all about battery life.
Yeah,
2.5 hours just doesn't go for video.
Yeah, well, I'm not watching that much video. Yesterday I listened to my iPod for probably a good 6 hours, maybe, and the battery was still pretty nearly fully charged, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, but that's for music. You don't need a screen for music, or you need to switch songs, but. for video, you're going to be sitting there watching it, and the big problem is the battery life, 2.5 hours, as a video device, it's not enough.
Actually, I was, while we're talking about iPods and iPod alternatives and stuff like that, I was actually messing around. I don't remember who made it, but a friend of mine had this thing in iAudio. I don't know what brand it is, but it was actually a really nice MP3 player. It had a radio tuner, it played videos, photos, it supported, you know, like Windows Media Files as well as the MP3s and the everything else. It was a real, it was very solid and very, it felt like it was very well put together like the iPod, but it felt a lot durable like the iPod. It had, it didn't have a click wheel, it had sort of a little joystick type, control, which it felt a little small for my hands, and I think they make bigger models. They make a 60 gig model, and they make one that has a bigger screen, but it actually just felt like a really nice MP3 player. I don't remember who made it. I can look it up right now, but it was an iAudio, and I thought it was a really nice MP3 player.
Only problem I found with some MP3 players, someone gave me their Dell jukebox FX, which I ended up breaking, but that's besides the point. But like for going the interface, it might be like a nice device, but the Dell was nothing close to a nice device. It was horrible, but the interface was atrocious. Like for like my like near 7,000 songs. You know, scrolling with like a spinning thing is not the way to do it. The iPod with going in a circle is just the best way to do it. And, you know.
Yeah, that's the problem. Go ahead.
I believe that the click wheel is like the greatest interface that I've ever seen since like the mouse. I think that's great for an MP3 player.
Yeah.
The problem with many first generation hard drives, many of them don't cache the files when you go into and scroll through them. So you actually have to read off the hard drive, and when you go up and down the, hard drive has to spin and read the whole thing. So it's really a lot slower.
I don't see any like slowdown with my iPod. I was even thinking about it like, when I'm scrolling through all my songs. I don't see any slowdown. I'm going from top to bottom.
Yeah, well, earlier.
Oh, yeah.
As far as top to bottom, I agree that there's nothing on the iPod right now, but like if you're switching between menus, sometimes it jumps a little. But that's completely due to the hard drive, because I used to have a Nano, and back then there was not even a hitch. It would just go seamlessly because it's reading off the flash.
Well, I figured out the MP3 player I was talking about. It's the iAudio X5. It's what I was messing around with. Anybody wants to look at it. It's a pretty nice device. I don't like it quite as well as I like my iPod, but it's pretty close.
Cool, check it out. One additional thing, as we were talking about Apple's 30th anniversary coming up, if you go to the unofficial weblog, they have a link posting to the San Francisco Chronicle has some podcasts up right now. They're, I think, probably due to bandwidth limit. Some of them are down. Whoa, what's going on? But
I have no idea.
But like I was saying, they have interviews with a bunch of Mac people who were involved with the Mac. One is Steve Wozniak, Steve Capps, Andy Hertzfeld, and some others. What?
Skull. Oh, you're breaking up there.
Someone, Jorgen, I think you're breaking up. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you definitely are.
You
sound like a robot.
Yeah, you sound like a robot. Jorgen's having Windows issues again. But now check out the unofficial weblog, tuaw.com. They have one of the recent links is up there, and they have it for it. It's I listened to a few, and it's pretty good. It's pretty interesting if you're into that kind of stuff. But while Jorgen is MIA, I'll just quickly say about my app. I knew there's a new update coming out in the next few days, probably Wednesday. And it's going to be version 0.02. It'll be the first stable release, and it's going to implement some new features and stuff. You can see the new features at and check my progress at track.endclasssoftware.com. And, yeah, that's about it for my self-promotion. So, Dale, how's your footlogger coming?
Well, I've had an interesting weekend having, because Ruby on Rails, even though it's supposed to work very well with OS X, because it's the preferred development environment for it, because it has the application TextMate, which is very good. I'm using the right now for 30 days, but it's like a 39 euro program, because Ruby on Rails is stationed in England. But
these pounds, though.
Yeah, pounds, whatever. I don't know what that symbol means. Anyway, I was having lots of issues. Whatever. I don't go any. But anyway, I was having some problems with MySQL and Ruby because the interface was broken and I needed to fix a couple configuration files. And finally, I have it up. It's running. Now I can go and program. But that was my weekend. That's it.
Quick notes to Jeff's site. That's TRAC, not TRACK.
Yeah,
yeah, I just said that.
Yep. Sorry, yeah, TRAC. Yeah, you can check it out. And if you're using it, if you're on a Mac. Oh, another thing. If you're using it on a Mac, report bugs, or if you want any enhancements, like, you know, additions, like if you want a preference panel or something like that, you can add it there. But don't add things if it's already there. But also, anyone who's listening, if you speak another language, Jorgen, hey, if you're still here, if you want to do translations.
I'm still here.
Oh, good, you're back. If you want to do translations for the app, it's like I can send you, so we can. I can have it internationalization, so you can have I can send you, or anyone, if you email me the words in English, and you can translate them and send them back to me, and then I can have, say, you know, Norwegian version, the Polish version, the German version of the app, and it's a cool thing you can do with Cocoa apps. So if you know any other languages, definitely shoot me an email.
Yeah, that will expand your user base about 4 guys for the Norwegians.
I've gotten, there's a lot of people who've been downloading it from Japan and Poland.
Nobody from Norway, probably. Japan.
It's big in Japan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And Poland. Those ones that we get. And there's one I got from Germany. I've got Poland and Japan is where I've seen it the most.
Why Poland?
I have no idea. I just got posted by a Polish blog. So.
Is there any thoughts of porting it to Windows? I know I've been bugging you about that, but I don't know. You're really cool. One.
Yeah, that would be beautiful, man.
Yeah, if I had a Windows box in my house, maybe I'd think about it.
You're such a wolf. How do you get away with not having a Windows computer? I mean, come on.
It's very simple.
You gotta admit, I mean, Windows isn't the best operating system, but you gotta admit, there's some things you can do with Windows that you just need one.
I
disagree.
There's something I need to do on Windows that I can't do on a Mac.
Well, anyway, Jeff, instead of not having a Windows box around, you just put Windows XP on your iMac.
Because I don't want to reformat my hard drive, and that would be blasphemy.
And broken fan driver.
Yeah.
Melting iMac.
Yeah.
Not good.
I don't want iMac to be a glob of plastic.
XP on your Mac.
It's just dirty.
Dirty. That was dirty.
It just, you know, not.
It's
not something you do. Yeah,
did anyone hear the reports that Photoshop runs better on a MacBook than a dual core Windows notebook, like same specs and everything, which just shows it's kind of nice today.
They were also saying that if you want the fastest notebook out, Windows notebook, to get a MacBook, that MacBook runs Windows XP the fastest than any other notebook out there currently.
Well, it just shows that what all Mac users have known for a long time, that it's superior hardware.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, I think I mentioned this the last episode, was one of the problems I had with it was when I went to go, you know, complain about my iPod and get it replaced, I noticed a lot of people bringing in their computers to the Apple Store and having to sit there for hours on end. And the fact that Apple Stores are the only people that can repair your Mac if something goes wrong with it. PCs, there's PC shops. It's a lot easier to fix it yourself. It's just PCs are a lot more user-friendly when it comes to...
You can go other places. There's Mac resellers.
Resellers, yeah.
There's certified Mac repair places. There's one like 20 miles from my house.
And Apple actually outsources it to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think Apple support is the greatest in the world.
They're rated the best support of all consumer electronic companies in a recent report.
An Apple store. I had an appointment for 3:40. I didn't get helped until 5:00.
Corey, your one experience is all. It just deemed every other Apple, support thing in the world.
Experience. Everybody in front of me got served late.
Well, Corey, that's because you're bringing an iPod, not a computer.
Hey, Corey, suggestion for you. Go to Apple's site, choose report broken iPod. We'll send you a FedEx. They'll FedEx your box. You'll get it 2 days. Put your iPod in there, and you'll get you'll get a new or refurbed one back in a week. I did that 2 weeks ago.
Let's think about 2 hours a week. 2 hours a week.
Two hours you wouldn't have had to wait when you thought you would have been served. Which you wouldn't have been complaining about.
I had an appointment for 2 hours earlier.
Hey, their mail order service is great. No questions asked. Just if it doesn't work, you put it in. And, I mean, they FedExed everything to me, and I actually got my iPod back 4 days sooner than they said I'd get it back.
Robert, have you heard my story about my iPod?
No.
Okay, then, I was afraid...
What's your story about your iPod?
You try and open it and fix it, because if you... listen to the last episode when I discussed what happened, then you'll understand.
Briefly, what'd you do to it?
He broke it.
Oh.
Just listen to the other episode. We won't go into it again.
I don't feel like talking about it again.
Yeah.
You're okay.
I was going to say something else, but... I don't remember. Corey's comment threw me off.
What? No?
I said your Windows comment just threw me off.
Whatever.
Oh, finally. Okay, Red Hot Chili Peppers are on iTunes.
Yeah. But one other thing about Microsoft, which is cool, it's something that actually I would want to do if I had a Windows computer. I just do it for fun to jerk around. But they released XNA, the Xbox Development Kit, for free for... So you can tell it was supposedly going to be for $100, but now I think it's for free and you can just get it, and anyone can develop for the Xbox 360.
I don't think that's quite the way it works.
Is that? Maybe not. I thought I just quickly glanced over the sites and looked around. I didn't try to download it because I didn't have.
Let's see. Let me check because as far as I know. Let's see here. What exactly does this do? As far as I know, you can't actually still get stuff that actually runs on it.
If I ever get my friend on here, the guy we've been trying to get for the past couple episodes, if I ever get him on here, he's got a great explanation of why the Xbox 360 sucks. And it's actually really good, and hopefully he'll be able to talk about it on this episode.
I can save us time. It's made by Microsoft. Case closed.
Ooh.
Actually, most people I've been talking to have said that it's nothing like a Microsoft product.
I know. I've used it. I actually just returned the one I borrowed from a friend. I just returned it to him today.
Well, let's see. If you use it the way they advertise it, it what? Destroys your disk?
Look, everything has bugs. I mean, Apple is... pretty well known for their first-gen stuff to have issues.
Well,
think about it. They shouldn't advertise an Xbox 360 posted vertically if it destroys the system.
I had it vertically in my room, and it didn't scratch any disc that I put in there. Did it burn down your house? What?
Did it burn down your house?
No, my house is still standing. I'm sitting in my house right now.
Good.
I'm not doing this podcast from a tent.
Hey, Corey, have you heard of the Ford Pintos by chance?
The what?
The Ford Pinto.
I drive that car. Something wrong with it?
The Ford Pinto? Yeah.
Your demo isn't driving with it.
Well, when it was made, there was an issue where the gas tank could explode if you got it in a collision.
Well, yeah, and it was, that was Ford, and Ford makes crappy stuff.
Just like Microsoft.
I think you just...
That doesn't excuse the fact that an Xbox burned down your house.
Yes, well, this can kill you, and
if you're rounded. They were here, the Chevy Corvair. Those are the ones that turn it, flip over.
So basically, Corey, what I'm saying is that even though it's advertised as one thing, stuff doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. Burning down your house or exploding behind you, that stuff happens, unfortunately.
Yeah, and compare it to Sony PlayStation 3. That's like $900, the end or spring 2007.
Well, maybe the PS3 wouldn't be so expensive if they weren't putting a Blu-ray drive, and it's going to cost how much, I think they said? Like, it was going to add how, like, $75 to the system just to have a...
More than 75, Corey. Way more than 75.
But Corey, that's like the main thing. I would buy the 360, PS3.
Yeah, and the Xbox also will have a HD DVD expansion possibility. The biggest problem, though, is them meeting the date. NVIDIA can't produce the graphics chips by then. The Blu-ray standard isn't even set yet. I have no idea how that's going to happen.
There's a video on CNET now. They're showing off the Sony Blu-ray. This is supposed to be out in July with 100 titles.
Hang on.
I'm not even going to go into it. Never mind.
I'm buying the Revolution anyway. It's a lot cooler.
Yeah, the Revolution looks pretty cool.
Microsoft.
No.
Which is not going to be.
Yeah.
If Microsoft, if Nintendo actually catered to somebody other than 5-year-olds, maybe I would think about getting a Revolution.
Mario rocks, man.
I don't want to play Mario in, like...
I want to play Mario.
I don't want to play Mario Party 163, okay?
Oh, that's an awesome game. I hooked up my NES here the other day.
People are drunk, they need to go home. What is it, like Mario Party 11 now?
Why don't they
make... I think it's like 5.
I have an idea. Why don't they make virtualization for the Nintendo... for the... Microsoft 360, so they can play Nintendo games on there. Then everybody will be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It works everywhere, doesn't it?
Actually, I was reading an article about the Xbox 360 and what to buy your kid if they're under 10 and they want an Xbox 360. And I think there was, like, what, one game? And it was, like, a puzzle game that was out there for the Xbox 360 that was decent enough for a 10-year-old. I mean, I don't know.
Come on, though. Mario, that's good times.
I think they've got an extreme. You've got the Xbox 360 that 75% of their titles are mature games. And then you've got the Nintendo where you've got Mario and Pokemon games. I think they need to have something in the middle.
Come on, Zelda.
Zelda is a good game, but I didn't like it once they started cel-shading. I liked Ocarina of Time, I liked Majora's Mask, I liked anything before that. I didn't like anything that was on the GameCube.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The GameCube kind of sucked.
On the Game Boy, but I'm not a big fan of Game Boy games anyway. So.
I'm just waiting for Nintendogs.
Actually, that game is pretty cool. I was playing it on my friend's DS, and that thing is pretty cool. You get to pet the dogs, and it's pretty fun.
What?
That was a pretty interesting 5 minutes.
All right.
I get to pet dogs on a DS, so that was great.
Weird.
Yeah. You like tap the stylus like where you want to pet him, and it's really cool.
Where were you petting him?
A little incestuous, that one, yeah.
That was about 5 minutes of entertainment, but after that it kind of got boring.
Did anyone?
Yeah.
Did anyone see, this is not a tech question, but did anyone tech related? Did anyone see the last South Park?
Which one?
You don't watch South Park, do you?
I love South Park. It's
South Park is the funniest show in the world.
It's with
what?
Chef.
Dude. Yeah, he dies, doesn't he?
Yeah, but because Isaac Hayes was mad at quit South Park over their Scientology episode because he's a Scientologist, I guess.
Oh, that was the best episode ever. I loved that episode.
And so now in this
episode, they made fun of Archie.
Oh my god!
They trapped in the closet. I pulled out my gun. I was serious.
All right, shut up, Corey. But this episode, they did the whole episode around Chef, but they use audio clips from other episodes, and they put them together, and it's so funny.
Oh, I gotta see that episode. I'll probably torrent it later.
What? That's illegal, Corey.
Wait, what?
Why would you want to do something like that?
We never do that.
No one torrents things. Never.
Alright. Any other news you want to talk about?
Not particularly.
Tom Cruise, you need to come out of the closet. No, I like it in here. Come on, Tom Cruise, you need to come out of the closet.
Corey, no, you gotta come out of the closet, alright? And shut up.
No, I'm not gay. Sorry.
Alright, whatever.
I happen to have a girlfriend.
Hold it.
Corey.
Stop the presses.
Are there pictures on your blog, Corey?
No.
Corey, I'm glad you're really... This is really helping your cause to help the blind. and deaf mutes out there.
I'm not going out with Helen Keller. Okay?
Voila.
Corey, put a picture up on your blog, okay?
Yeah, we need a picture.
Okay.
And make sure it has... Put it on Flickr, so and make sure we can add notes to it.
No. I'll put a picture up later.
Alright. After you doctor it?
Can we have her phone number too?
Well, you figure out my phone number and I still haven't gotten over that.
What's her name?
What's her name?
Corey, your phone number wasn't that hard to get.
Yeah, no.
I'm guessing the name is Corrine.
Yeah, it's probably like some hick name.
What?
Brandine.
Brandine, yeah.
Brandine.
Is she your cousin?
That's West Virginia. Come on now. That's not North Carolina. Actually, no, it's not West Virginia. West Virginia people eat each other.
What's her name? Well, we know you don't eat your girlfriend. But what's her name?
Robin.
Robin? Alright, I guess another. What's your last name?
I'm not telling you her last name.
Does she listen to the podcast?
It's
Corey?
Robin Holt.
Robin Holt. She's a Holt.
Corey, speaking of your blog, your host is down.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I'm actually planning on getting good hosting later, so.
Oh, my hosting, yes, I know, thank you.
Go, Betty.
All right. Well,
what are you talking about? I'm at it right now.
No, it's I'm pinging it and I'm getting no response.
Maybe your DNS is down.
No. Hold on.
No, I actually got an IP address of it. I mean, it looked up the IP and it's just not getting any response back.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I think it's. Nope, it's up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because my one website went down the other day.
Yes,
my software site went down because my DNS blackout.
Hey, Corey,
still
try hitting
up,
refresh.
Corey.
You have a crappy server anyway.
My crappy server?
Try hitting refresh.
Corey, wait till you get to see your girlfriend.
Corey,
how'd you ask her out? Like, how'd you meet this girl?
Chat room?
To my school.
NASCAR.
NASCAR. Yes. Yes, Logan. Yes.
Dukes of Hazzard convention.
Would you take her on a date?
What?
Monster truck rally.
Would you take her on a date?
You know, I'm not
really going to
talk about this.
We're just kidding, Corey. Corey's angry.
Hey, Corey, is your server IP the last two digits 3-2?
Do what?
For your server IP, are the last two digits .32? Because I'm actually getting the DNS lookup. I'm not getting any ping back, though.
I don't know what the IP address is. I'm using some crappy free server.
Might be your issue.
I've been having problems with it the past couple of months. So I've gotten, 75% uptime. It's crap. So I'm getting professional hosting soon. I'm going to pay and get a nice server. So... I tried to digest server, but he's dumb. Jeff, I asked you, I was trying to set up WordPress, and I was asking how would I set up a password for my MySQL database? And Jeff had to be retarded and was like, databases have passwords? He asked me if databases had passwords, and I'm like, Jeff, are you slow?
Well, this comes from Jeff, the one who's running his server in root.
No, not anymore.
That's good.
Corey, this happened before the server went down. And Corey, you can't. I just didn't know how to add it through. What's it called? I knew they had, my passwords have my Davis the password. I just didn't know how to do it through phpMyAdmin.
You figured it out yet? It's quite simple.
You asked me if databases had passwords, Jeff.
Whatever,
I
Corey.
I know what you asked me.
Okay, Corey, whatever.
You really don't need a password if you only have it set up to use the local host.
That's not
a password. Finally, the glorious page showed up.
No matter what.
Extra level of security, but...
What if
the
global
security in the world? Jeff, your server is crap. Anybody could easily just break in there and destroy everything.
Not anymore.
Well, you did when I tried to set it up. You didn't password protect your admin panels. You had everything just sitting right out there for anybody to take.
You can now try going there, and you have to give them a login, right, Corey?
Okay, I'll do.
I want to see what Corey's girlfriend looks like, but I'll save my time from waiting for his picture. I'll just go look at my ass in the mirror. With that, I think we'll end it. Corey got to bash me, and I get to bash him. Thank you for listening, and thank you everybody for being here. And next week we'll have Corey's girlfriend.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Or maybe not. He won't be his girlfriend. She won't be his girlfriend anymore once she gets her sight back.
Does she listen to the podcast, Corey? Or is is she deaf?
Listen to the podcast.
They don't have internet connection in the trailer park.
She doesn't live in the trailer park.
Alright, whatever. We'll end it, alright? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Asshole.